Assembly Bill 139 has gone through many false starts since it was first introduced in 2000. It was and still is designed to prevent the legal storm that ensued after inmate Michelle Greer died of an asthma attack in the Techida prison. It would create a 12-member independent inmate mortality board responsible for investigating every inmate death. One member of the Guards Union would sit on the board along with doctors, nurses, psychiatrists, and one private citizen. Bill author, Representative Sheldon Wasserman, says one small wording change that defines how a guard's responsibility for a prisoner's death will be handled convinced the union to drop its objections to the bill.
They were concerned, you know, that the committee would be trying to single out individual correctional officers, and that is not the purpose. The purpose is very specific. It's to say, was this a natural death? Was this an unnatural death? And what could we do to prevent these deaths from happening in the future?
Wasserman says if the bill passes, Wisconsin would be the first state in the country to have an independent procedure for investigating inmate deaths. He's convinced it will help bring closure for prisoners' families and save the state money by making lawsuits over inmate deaths much harder to file.
So you have an independent panel of medical experts who basically say this was a natural death. Try to find other medical experts to contradict the medical experts, including a board-certified forensic pathologist that we're going to have required on this panel, will become almost insurmountable.
About 40 inmates a year die in state prisons, about half of them from natural causes. But prison officials say that number is rising as longer prison terms keep convicts in prison longer, and they become more likely to die of health problems connected with old age. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.